What if I told you that most organizations are running on an operating system designed in the 19th century, one built to suppress the very qualities that make us human? While 85% of employees worldwide feel disengaged at work, we've been told this is just the price of doing business. But there's a radical alternative emerging, one that treats people as entrepreneurs rather than cogs, as creators rather than costs. This isn't some utopian fantasy. Companies like Nucor, Haier, and Southwest Airlines are proving that organizations can be as creative, resilient, and passionate as the people within them. Here's a paradox. Humans are change addicts. We constantly reinvent our personal lives, embrace new technologies, and adapt to shifting circumstances with remarkable agility. Yet our organizations remain stubbornly inertial. Intel and Microsoft missed the mobile revolution. General Motors has lost market share in all but 5 years since 1990, surviving only through a government bailout. The culprit isn't lack of human creativity. 700,000 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube daily, millions of blogs and photos are created, and U.S. patent grants have grown 400% since 1985. The problem is bureaucracy itself. Those seemingly innocuous features we take for granted, formal hierarchy, top-down authority, centralized decision-making, tight job definitions, were explicitly designed to turn humans into semi-programmable robots. As Max Weber observed, bureaucracy becomes more perfect as it becomes more dehumanized, eliminating personal, irrational, and emotional elements that escape calculation. The question isn't whether humocracy works, it's whether we have the courage to build it. Bureaucracy costs America over $3.2 trillion annually in manager and administrative salaries, nearly a third of the total wage bill. Add the 16% of time non-managerial employees spend on internal compliance, and you're funding another 19 million full-time bureaucrats. This waste is avoidable. GE's Durham plant operates with a 1 to 300 manager-to-employee ratio and achieves double the productivity of conventional facilities. Cutting managers by half and reducing bureaucratic busy work by 50% would save $2.6 trillion annually, double the net income of all Russell 3000 companies combined. Beyond direct costs, bureaucracy systematically kills vitality. It elevates precedent-bound leaders, discourages rebellious thinking, creates response lags, blinds executives to opportunities, and politicizes decisions. Most devastatingly, it treats frontline employees as mere physical laborers rather than thinking, creative human beings, systematically suppressing the initiative, creativity, and daring we need most. At Nucor's Blytheville facility, crew members conducted their own cost-benefit analysis, replaced an aging furnace shell they designed themselves, and saved 90% versus supplier bids. This isn't exceptional. It's standard at America's leading steel company. With 26,000 employees shipping 27.9 million tons annually, Nucor has remained profitable for decades while competitors closed plants. Nucor operates as 75 autonomous divisions, each controlling procurement, products, and staffing. Corporate headquarters employs just 100 people, keeping administrative costs at half competitors' levels. Base pay sits at 75% of industry average, but teams earn substantial bonuses once output exceeds 80% capacity. Production crews routinely issue purchase orders worth tens of thousands without management approval. Most remarkably, Nucor has never laid off steel mill employees, despite 40% industry-wide job cuts between 2000 to 2018. Haier, the world's largest appliance maker with $38 billion in revenue, operates like a startup ecosystem. CEO Zhang Ruimin divided Haier into 4,000-plus micro-enterprises of 10 to 15 employees each. Each ME contracts freely with others or external vendors, controlling strategy, hiring, and compensation. 3 months of missed targets triggers a leadership election. Two-thirds of members can vote out underperformers anytime. While competitors manage single-digit growth, Haier has grown gross profits 22% and revenues 20% annually. Over 50 years, the New York Stock Exchange outperformed every constituent company. Ordinary investors collectively made smarter decisions than CEOs. Markets aggregate diverse information into reliable value estimates, while hierarchies concentrate decision-making, creating an ignorance tax. Bureaucratic allocation suffers predictable biases, territorial hoarding, disproportionate capital to politically powerful units, overinvestment in struggling businesses, and favoritism toward well-connected leaders. IBM countered this with internal markets, like iFundit, where employees invest virtual currency in promising ideas. Their Cognitive Build initiative invited 275,000 employees to submit AI proposals, generating 8,361 ideas that collective intelligence refined into top concepts. Bureaucracy systematically undermines meritocracy. Most overestimate their abilities. 84% of middle managers and 97% of executives claim top 10% performance. This self-delusion thrives because confident people gain advantage regardless of competence. Questioning superiors is career-limiting, and we're terrible judges of talent. In-group bias favors similarity. The halo effect makes first impressions resist contradictory evidence, and 75% of executives witness hiring favoritism. Google reduces bias through multi-perspective evaluation. Leadership candidates face 4+ interviewers, including peers and direct reports. Bridgewater's Dot Collector app has employees continuously rate each other across 100+ attributes, creating transparent competence profiles with thousands of annual data points per person. Southwest Airlines proves community thrives at scale. With 58,000 employees, they've maintained 46 consecutive years of profitability, generating half the industry's net income while representing just 6% of revenues. Their advantage isn't their business model, it's their people model. Founder Herb Kelleher explained, "The core of our success is the most difficult thing for a competitor to imitate. They can't buy dedication, devotion, loyalty, the feeling that you are participating in a crusade. This community spirit drives remarkable efficiency. Despite 83% unionization, Southwest achieves industry-leading 35-minute turnarounds with half the gate crew of competitors. Employees swarm problems together, pilots picking up trash, mechanics handling baggage, achieving 53 flight hours per employee annually, 50% more than rivals. Southwest's community unites around democratizing air travel. Kelleher modeled authenticity by never taking himself seriously, wearing Hawaiian shirts, donning costumes, settling a legal dispute with arm wrestling. Former President Colleen Barrett explained, "We are very tolerant and forgiving when people make an honest mistake. When humans feel genuinely connected to purpose and people, extraordinary performance follows naturally." Most people quietly endure bureaucracy, assuming only leaders can change management structures. But waiting for bureaucrats to dismantle bureaucracy is futile. Michelin's responsabilization journey shows how transformation begins without CEO mandates. In 2013, Bertrand Ballarin convinced frontline supervisors to experiment with decentralization across 38 teams from 17 plants. The breakthrough came when teams realized no one would stop them from taking initiative. In Le Puy, a team took over scheduling and production planning with remarkable success. In Homburg, direct team communication reduced downtime from 2 hours daily to zero, cut defects from 7% to 1.5%, increased productivity by 10%, and virtually eliminated absenteeism. Building humocracy requires revolutionary aspiration but evolutionary execution. Like complex systems in nature, post-bureaucratic organizations must be assembled bottom-up through trial and error, not designed top-down. Start by examining your habits. Do you undermine rivals, hoard power, play it safe, fail to challenge counterproductive policies? True leadership increases others' sense of power rather than exercising power over them. Bureaucracy disables organizations worldwide, making them inertial, incremental, and inhuman. These systems misuse resources, squander imagination, and bungle the future. Employees pay the highest price as bureaucratic hierarchies deny them opportunities to develop skills, exercise ingenuity, and expand their impact. We can do better. By embracing Humanocracy's principles, we can build organizations as resilient, creative, and passionate as the people within them, eliminating waste, unleashing innovation, and turning every job into one where people truly flourish. The question isn't whether you have permission to start, it's whether you have the courage to begin.